A U.S. intelligence official says North Korean leader Kim Jong-il may have suffered a stroke and may, in fact, be gravely ill. And this is sparking all of this speculation because he failed to show up at a celebration marking his country's 60th anniversary. NBC's Ian Williams joins us on the phone with the latest details. So, Ian, Kim Jong-il has not been seen in public, we understand, for nearly a month.
That's right, Tamron. It was quite a party today. A million people on the streets of Pyongyang, a huge military parade, one of those massive choreographed events that the North Koreans do so well. But not there, Kim Jong-il, the dear leader. And that's what stoked this speculation, which has come from U.S. and South Korean intelligence sources, that he may have suffered a stroke. And indeed, he hasn't been seen in public for a month. But I would suggest a little bit of caution. It's not unusual for him to be out of the public limelight. This is a reclusive man. He's not often seen in public. Also, we're talking here about a very closed, secretive society. There's not a great deal of information that comes out of North Korea, so speculation is always rife. Now, the U.S. and South Korean intelligence have killed him off several times over recent years, but we have to remember he didn't even turn up for his 60th birthday party, which was another one of these huge events a few years ago. Now, the Japanese have even carried reports claiming he died in 2003, and that a lot of those recent appearances have been by body doubles. Now, what we can say is that the 66-year-old dear leader doesn't appear to be in the best of health, and the South Korean diplomats who have supported these U.S. accounts have cited Chinese officials, and China is close to North Korea and is perhaps better informed than most, Tamron.
All right, Ian, thank you very much for the latest, and we'll continue to follow this breaking news story on the health of Kim Jong-il and try to get you more details. Thank you, Ian.